Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A kayaker in New Zealand testing out a newly launched camera captured amazing video of a seal whacking a fellow kayaker in the face with an octopus.
It's amazing.
Tayo Mazuda was on a GoPro-funded kayaking trip off the coast of Kaikoura in New Zealand's South Island to test the company's new Hero 7 Black camera. Mazuda said around lunchtime, the seals began to swim around them looking for food. He said one seal swims right up next to us, having an octopus in his mouth, pops right up onto the surface next to us. He tries to chew up the leg, but he ended up slapping our face with it. Video shows the seal springing out of the water with the octopus clutched in its mouth and then clobbering kayaker Kyle Mullander in the face with its lunch. Just throws it at him and he ends up hitting him in the face with the... And it's a pretty big octopus too, man.
Here, you eat it.
Yeah. Masuda said the raw moment brought the group a lot of laughter all day long, and it's one that they will never forget.
And of course, then they hunted down the seal and killed it.
Of course they did. No, I don't think they did it. A Florida woman, incensed because a man refused to have sex with her, cut his face with a kitchen knife on Thursday.
Okay.
Catherine Tavares was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The man was hospitalized after rejecting Tavares' request for sex several times. Police responded to her apartment at 3:30 in the morning. The man was standing in the doorway with his face covered in blood and told police that, quote, "She hit me with a knife. I can't see." The man had several cuts on his face and was treated at a local hospital. She was booked at the county jail and bail was set at $15,000.
This is something I think the music of George Michael could help.
Maybe. Father figure.
I think figure might turn this around.
A Florida grandmother, I love this story, opened her blinds early Friday morning expecting to see her cat on the back porch, only to see a naked man standing there. Alex Rivera was wearing a two-piece jail outfit and a pair of flip-flops when he faced a judge on Friday afternoon on charges of burglary and exposing sexual organs. But that's three more items of clothing than police said Rivera was wearing when he was discovered on Penelope Patterson's screen porch around 2 a.m. So listen to the recounting of this from this grandmother. She said, "I always look first. I opened the blinds and I said, what the hell? That's not my cat."
She's right.
Now, Peterson, who once worked in security and law enforcement, decided that she would give the intruder a fright. So she took out her teeth and then she looked at him and shouted, "Grandma, no teeth." And it scared the guy away.
Grandma, no teeth.
Yes, exactly.
Hi, Grandma.
That's what she did. She figured that was the right thing to do, was to take out her teeth and to yell, "Grandma, no teeth."
I'm sorry, sweetie, but that's a selling point.
At Rivera's first appearance hearing, the prosecutor said alcohol may have been a factor.
Could you imagine that?
He's being held in the county jail.
What happened to her cat, by the way? Did we find out?
We never did find out about the fate of the cat. Brian and Jennifer Butler were having themselves a wedding to remember until things got a little rowdy. They had their cake and first dance, while maid of honor Amanda Willis started drinking. According to guest Robert Templeton, he said she was a mess. She drank almost a whole entire bottle of Fireball.
Holy hell.
And according to Jennifer Butler, the bride, she said she was drunk within 20 minutes to a half hour. Willis started asking people for their keys. She said she just went up to the best man, grabbed his keys out of his pocket, and jumped in his car. Willis backed out and almost hit the best man, Brian's brother, who grabbed onto the car. And then she said she took off and his feet were dragging across the ground.
Holy Jesus.
He had to hit the emergency brake. Guests wrestled Willis out of the car. She went back inside. She grabbed up a big bottle of Captain Morgan and started guzzling it, said Jennifer.
Grandma, no cheat.
Then they say she got into a bit of an extra aggressive and violent episode. Templeton said, "As soon as I turned around, she came up and cracked me upside the face."
Cracked me upside the face. It occurs to me she doesn't know how to act at a wedding.
She faces charges of larceny, battery, grand theft of a motor vehicle, and violation of probation.
Damn, that was a good wedding.
While Willis was supposed to be the bride's best friend, Jennifer Butler said that the two are no longer friends.
What happened?
After allegedly burglarizing a fraternity house, a 25-year-old woman reportedly was caught with her pants down by a house member. The woman, identified as Melissa Lenz, allegedly entered the Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity at Oklahoma City University on Sunday through the front door, which was unlocked. She then went into a room where she stole hundreds of dollars in cash and a set of car keys. Now, during that time, Lenz also reportedly defecated in the middle of the same room.
Wow.
A fraternity member who has not yet been identified walked in on her while she was in the process of defecating.
Since it was a frat house, no one noticed.
At the time, Lenz screamed and pulled up her pants before slamming the door. Shortly after that, when police arrived, they allegedly found a plastic bag that, quote, smelled of fecal matter.
I had to poop.
Though Lenz allegedly escaped the house through an open window before police arrived.
She went out an open window?
She was later located and arrested. That's correct.
Front door was not convenient enough.
You got one of those?
We're looking at a mugshot of her. She looks like the Leave Britney Alone guy.
Yeah.
If you remember him.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
The man nicknamed the Romeo of Rimini.
The Romeo of Rimini.
Yes. And it's because he slept with so many women and he has died while having intercourse with a 23-year-old tourist.
And how old was he?
He was 63.
63.
Maurizio Zenfanti, Italy's most famous playboy, was 63 when he died. He is said to have slept with more than 6,000 women, previously boasting that in a successful summer, he could sleep with around 200 women.
That's a good summer.
His highest tally, he said, was 207.
Yes.
In one summer.
That was a good year.
He started out as a nightclub promoter in Rimini, a beachside party town in Italy in the 1970s when he was 17 years old. Working for a nightclub called Blow Up, he would chat to women on the street and
then not have sex with them.
Try to get them to come into the venue to party. In a 2016 interview, he said, "I think I've done more tourism promotion for Rimini than 100 agencies."
I have a VHS of a Lion King in back of my apartment.
During the winter months, he worked for tourist agencies in Scandinavia, and he was well known. He was so well known that a wax statue of him was put up in a Swedish town. However,
that is very flattered. By the way, I have the largest collection of venereal diseases in the world.
On Tuesday night, he had a fatal heart attack while having. She called emergency services, put paramedics, but paramedics were unable to revive him, and he was declared dead. Italian media has said that it is the way that he would have wanted to go. So the great Romeo of Rimini has passed. Cancer patient Mandy Stevenson had to postpone a bucket list trip to New York after she accidentally labeled herself a terrorist on her visa waiver form.
Wow.
The online application said that if she was seeking to or had ever engaged in terrorist activities or genocide, and Mandy mistakenly answered yes. The 29-year-old, who was diagnosed with terminal breast cancer in 2015, only realized her error when her application was rejected. It meant she had to postpone a dream break to New York and make an emergency trip to the U.S. Embassy in London to persuade officials that she was not a security threat. After a couple of intense interviews, a full visa was granted, but the U.S. authorities could not guarantee that it would arrive in time for her flight.
Honestly, would an actual terrorist say yes to that?
That's the thing. But, you know, they have to put it in there.
Come on, pinky swear.
Mandy was advised to rebook her trip, which she was taking with her boyfriend for a later date. It cost her more than $1,000 to rearrange a trip for the next month. Mandy said she first attempted to fill out the form on her tablet, but it had crashed. So she tried again at work the next day. She said, "I believe that I clicked no. And then when I have scrolled down to click confirm, I think that it nudged and moved." And that's the story.
That happened. I've had that happen where you're on a form and it just automatically scrolls.
Yeah.
And you're in the wrong field.
Mandy said the mistake was embarrassing, but she thought that it would be easy to correct. However, the American Embassy in London told her that it was the, quote, worst box you could have clicked. So it took her a while, but she got it straightened out. This is a sad story. A 20-year-old man died at a drive-thru after his own car pinned him against a tree as he was leaning out the window to get his fast food order.
Oh, my God.
Right? Wow. So what happened? The man identified as Charles Wood Jr. had pulled up at an angle to the drive-thru window at a Jack in the Box.
Charles Wood got killed by a tree?
Yeah. When he opened the car door to reach for his food, which was too far away to grab normally, he placed his car in reverse by accident instead of park and accelerated. It caused the car to lurch backward into a tree, and it pinned him between the car and the tree. It caused severe injuries to his head, neck, torso, and legs, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital. That's horrible. You got to be careful, man. How about this? A German tourist has been trampled to death by an elephant as she was trying to photograph the animal in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't like to be photographed.
What do you think? Would you rather the elephant or the drive-through window?
That's a close call.
Elephant.
Yeah, I think I got to go with the elephant. The attack occurred on Wednesday in Manipal's National Park. Manipal's, yeah. And...
Manipulya?
Manipulya.
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 You've all been there.
And the tourist succumbed to her injuries.
Don't say that. You're getting him angry.
Manipulya.
The woman was in a group of tourists who encountered a herd of elephants upon entering the park. Elephant attacks are common in Zimbabwe.
Of course they are.
Where they often come into conflict with local farmers. The authorities are yet to establish what irritated the animals and led to the attack.
I just don't like you.
A spokesperson said that we are always asking people to stay away from wild animals. They should keep a safe distance. Last year, a trained elephant trampled a tour guide in Victoria Falls.
And that's a trained one.
Another local man there was also killed in a separate incident last year after he tried to drive elephants into the open to take pictures. Zimbabwe has the second largest elephant population in the world at 82,304, by the way.
They don't do anything to the elephant afterwards, do they? Like,
I don't know.
Give him an award.
Well, no, I mean, if a grizzly attacks somebody in the States, you know, at Yellowstone or whatever, they'll put that animal down. But I wonder if they protect the elephants.
Yeah.
Well, who's in the lead right now? Which species between giraffes and elephants who's killed more people in the past couple months?
Right now, the elephants probably. I'm curious as to.
They're neck and neck.
Yes!
I'm curious as to how those two are recovering from that...
That giraffe attack.
Giraffe attack. We'll have to check the status on that.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.